He's the living embodiment of Nashville's role in the civil rights movement. And this weekend, Georgia Congressman John Lewis will receive the city's top literary award for chronicling those years. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, Lewis's graphic novel called March is also the mayor's pick for the citywide read.
As though guided by fate, as he tells it, John Lewis arrived at Nashville's American Baptist College at age 17.
Wonderful city. I fell in love with this city. But I didn't like segregation. I didn't like racial discrimination, and I wanted to do something about it, but I didn't know what to do.
In Nashville, he would learn. Before the Freedom Rides and the March on Washington, Lewis learned the philosophy of nonviolent protest. He says it had its most committed proponents in Nashville. In 2004, he told a crowd at the public library about integrating lunch counters through sit-ins and enduring beatings at movie theaters.
When I was growing up, my mother always told me, don't get in the way. Don't get in the way. Don't get in trouble. But when I came to Nashville, I got in the way. I got in trouble.
Among Lewis's trouble was his first arrest as a demonstrator in early 1960. He would go on to proudly tally about 40 more before becoming a congressman. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Congressman Lewis speaks Saturday morning at Martin Luther King Magnet. The event is free, and a large crowd is expected.